Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Eating in the bathroom. It's an interesting conversation. Kourtney Kardashian has been trending all over the place. Here's the news explaining why.
In one of the photos, plates of food are scattered around the bathroom, with a half-eaten sandwich on top of the toilet and the bathtub filled with bubbles, which some fans weren't on board with.
Yep.
Listen, man, I love sandwiches. You would be hard-pressed to find anybody that loves sandwiches as much as me. Mm-hmm. I have never, ever carried a sandwich into the bathroom. A half-eaten sandwich sitting on top of the toilet? Like, what is happening here?
Okay. All right. So, Kourtney Kardashian posted this picture in the bathtub. Bathtub's all, you know, bubbling up. It's all romantic. And then there's just food everywhere, all over the place. And she was actually shocked that people were so upset about it.
Kourt's head seems to be spinning from the backlash. She responded to the negative remarks on her Instagram story later that day. The comments about this photo, she wrote, adding a number of spiralized emojis.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, scientists, for breaking down the post. Kourt's head is spinning. Oh, thank you.
Producer John, producer Sean, Raven, what do we think about eating in the bathroom? I already know Raven is anti. Sean, what do you think?
Gross. That's disgusting. And you have to see this photo because there's so much food. I'm bothered enough that she's eating in the bathroom, but the fact that there's so much food that's going to go uneaten, it's like, it's just a waste of food.
Food waste, big problem.
Yeah. I'm with you, Kourt.
So
that's the most wasteful thing that the Kardashians are doing. That right there is the food waste in the bathroom.
That moment, we're upset about it.
Now, I'm relatively certain that the reason why she posted all this stuff is because her and her husband, Travis Barker, have an endorsement deal with Daring Foods, which they call, Daring Foods is plant chicken, which I'm not 100% sure what plant chicken is, but I'm going to guess it's fake chicken that looks like it's made
from
plant.
Daring was you eat it in places that you should not be eating. No, but okay.
They're just daring you to eat this chicken.
Like on the side of a cliff. Right. While driving.
No.
Right.
I'm going to guess it's some kind of endorsement photo, which I don't know. Somebody in marketing was like, I have an idea. Let's put a plate of fake chicken nuggets on the floor, which
so
is what
gross,
they did.
Though.
I don't know. John, what do you think?
I think it's fine. I really do. Especially considering the fact that they were eating it in the bathtub. Okay. Now, if you want to have a conversation about being on the can and eating some food, that might be a different story. I might still be okay with that as well. But if you're in the bath and you're having yourself a nice little romantic evening and you've got a nice little plate of some stuff right there, maybe some cheese and crackers even, you know, who knows? What? Come on.
Listen, if it's the two of them, was it the two of them feeding each other?
No.
Okay. So that's a different thing. If somebody, you know, you got cheese and crackers and you're in the bathroom and it's a romantic thing or, you know, and you've got like, you know, strawberries dipped in chocolate or something, that's something else. She brought a sandwich and chicken tenders into the bathroom and they weren't the only things there, John. And listen, I know that life can be overwhelming and you can be busy and all that stuff, like some sort of 80s movie where somebody's got to run to get out the door inside of 5 seconds and they're eating their pizza through a blender or something like that.
This is the
but
opposite
it's disgusting.
Of that.
This is disgusting.
I have an interesting take on this where if my half bath is like next to my kitchen.
Yeah.
So I will chew my food and eat while I go to the bathroom, but I won't bring the food with me. So if it's already in my mouth, that's okay. Then I'll eat it while I do that. But I always bring my coffee in the bathroom with me, which in retrospect, now that I'm analyzing it, maybe not the smartest thing. Well, I stop? Probably not. But I always bring my coffee cup with me when I'm home and like on the weekends.
This sounds like you're completely fine with it. You just don't want these two to judge you right now.
It's amazing you're carrying food from one room to the next. And your thought process on this being okay is the fact that it's in your mouth. What are you, a pelican? Are you like a walrus or something like that? Like, I mean, chew and then go to the bathroom after.
I mean, I wash my hands.
If you say so.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.